May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I've always found John the Baptist a rather enigmatic character. His clothing suggests that he is basically an Old Testament character. Indeed, Mark's description of his clothing is very reminiscent of the description of the prophet Elijah in the first chapter of the second book of Kings, a hairy man with a leather belt around his waist. But despite his slightly bizarre choice of clothing and even stranger choice of food, I mean locusts, really? I suppose they're crunchy and people on I'm a Celebrity, out, Get Me Out of Here eat things like that, but I don't know. We can be helped to understand the role and the importance of John the Baptist in the first chapter of Mark's Gospel by considering verses 3-5 of Isaiah chapter 40. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." In this passage, God's intention to visit his people is announced, whether or not they are actually prepared to receive him. The idea behind a game of hide-and-seek might be a way to explore this further. God's people are the hiders, and God is the seeker. The people try to hide from God. But just like in the game of hide-and-seek, deep down, they actually want to be found, because hiding is actually not much fun, especially if the seeker seems to take an unnecessarily long time about finding them. What is fun is the frisson that you get when you're actually found. Everyone likes to be found, and God wants to find his people. He really, really wants to find them. When Advent comes around each year, we are reminded that God is coming to find us. We are his people. We may all have our own personal ways of trying to hide, but when John the Baptist shouts the words, "Prepare the way of the Lord," it might be said that God the seeker is actually calling, "Here I come, ready or not." And God is the greatest of seekers. He is always able to find those who are hiding. But, yeah, it's all very well talking about that. Who actually was this John the Baptist? He was the son of Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary, mother of Jesus, and so he was related to Jesus. But by this stage, he was actually quite a celebrity. He had established himself as a popular preacher with people coming from all over the Judean countryside to hear what he had to say. But John was not your average celebrity. He might have dressed in a peculiar way, and boy have we seen some celebrities who dress in peculiar ways. And he might have eaten food that was slightly strange, but what one might think of as, you know, perhaps slightly bizarre celebrity behaviour. But the pride and the swagger, those other normal constituents of celebrity behaviour, were missing from John. If he'd had a slogan, it would probably have been, "It's not all about me." For John did not believe that he was even worthy of tying the thongs of the sandals of the one who was to come, the one whose coming he was proclaiming. So although his contemporaries might have seen John as a bit of a celebrity, it would perhaps be more accurate to view him as one of God's agents preparing the way for the Lord's coming. And what was it that John was doing to prepare the way? He was offering a baptism with water, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins as a way of getting ready. Why a baptism of repentance? Well, God's imminent and certain advent requires a response, and that response is penitence. How is this penitence to be shown? Through John's baptism with water of the crowds that came to find him. At first sight, baptism might seem a strange suggestion as a way of repenting, but it wasn't something that John had invented. Rather, baptism was a well-known symbol of a new form of life, an outward sign of a new spiritual birth. By accepting baptism in the River Jordan from John, people were confessing that they recognised that they were sinners and that they were seeking to live a new and a better life. John promised that the one for whom he was preparing the way would baptise people not with water, but with the Holy Spirit. We may have been baptised with water as children or adults. When we admit we are sinners, we lay aside our human pride and confess what we really are and enter a form of spiritual rebirth. We acknowledge that God loves us without limits and that atonement has been made for us in Jesus. God is for us, and we are free to accept that gift of atonement and our new creation in Jesus. Our new creation in Jesus. We are free to be the people he has made us to be. Baptism in the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to hear God's command and provides us for new life in Christ. So, I suppose by way of summary, Advent is a season of waiting. Waiting for the coming of the Christ child at Christmas. But it's also a time for the fulfilment of God's purpose and promise. For Isaiah, the context was probably to do with the end of the time of exile for the Israelites in Babylon. But for John the Baptist, it was the coming of Israel's long-awaited Messiah. The one who would baptize the people not with water, but with the Holy Spirit. One simple way to remember the message of Advent is to think of the letter P. The colour of Advent is purple, a penitential colour. But there are many other words to do with Advent that also begin with P. For example, penitence through John's baptism of repentance, which helped to prepare people for a healed relationship with God, and which true penitence still does for us today. But there's also preparation and promise, two more P words, the fulfilment of the prophecy and the power of God's love. These words can help us to deepen our relationship with God as we prepare for the coming of the kingdom, blessed by our baptism, not just in water, but also in the Holy Spirit. Amen.